The disciples had gone out on their first field work experience, their first try at ministry on their own. Jesus had sent them out two by two and gave them instructions about what they were to do. And so they cast out demons, anointed with oil many who were sick, and cured them. Now when Herod heard it, for Jesus' name had become known, some were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That's why these powers are at work. But others said, it's Elijah. Others said, it's a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, ha! John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she couldn't, because Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity for Herodias came when Herod gave a birthday banquet for all his courtiers and officers and for all the leaders of Galilee. And his daughter Herodias came in, and she danced, and she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ha, ha, ha! Well, ask me for whatever you want, and I will give it to you. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. So she went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptist. And immediately she ran back to the king and she said, I want you to give me, please, the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved. But because of his oaths, his guests, he didn't want to refuse her. And immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and they took his body and laid him in a tomb.